At Fort Hood, Texas today, the sentencing hearing will continue in the court-martial of Specialist Charles Grainer. Grainer was convicted yesterday by a 10-member military jury of assault, mistreatment of detainees, dereliction of duty, conspiracy, and committing indecent acts for his role in prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. The maximum penalty he could receive is 15 years in prison. His defense lawyers told the judge that they planned to let Grainer testify in the penalty phase of the trial. He did not testify in the trial itself. And NPR's Jackie Northam is in Fort Hood and has been following the case. Jackie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And if, in fact, Specialist Grainer takes the stand, do we have any sure idea about what he intends to say?
Well, Specialist Grainer has told reporters several times that he has a story to tell, so I suspect he's going to say what his defense lawyers have been trying to prove all along, that he was ordered to rough up those detainees, humiliate them, make them more vulnerable before they were to go to the interrogators. It came out in the trial that he had complained a couple of times to superior officers about what he was being asked to do, and he was told to just do what the intelligence officers, the military and civilian intelligence officers, just do what they tell him to do. Grainer could also talk about the conditions at the prison. It was dangerous. You know, they were getting mortared and rocketed, and he and just one other young soldier were working the night shift at the prison, taking care of detainees in what was described as the most dangerous area of the prison. So presumably those are some of the things that he would talk to the jury about today.
Recognizing you can't read anyone's mind, if Specialist Grainer had some kind of bombshell to drop, why not do it during the trial? Why wait till the penalty phase?
You know, that's what we've been speculating all along. He told reporters virtually every day, several times a day, that he was going to take the stand. And, you know, you can't read somebody's mind, you're right, but you can, you know, I've been sitting watching Grainer all week, and you've seen his confidence crumble, essentially, as the trial wore on when the prosecution was presenting its case. And in the end, you know, a lot of us still felt that he did want to testify. He wanted to tell his story. But it appears that, you know, whether he got advice from his lawyers that said, look, we just don't want to do this right now. Who knows?
Can you give us some idea of what has been said in the penalty phase so far?
Oh, sure. Last night, the prosecution put four people on the stand. One of them was a very young soldier who was there the night that Grainer formed this pyramid of naked detainees and then beat them and photographed the incident. This young soldier already testified that he was appalled and complained about the incident. He took the stand during the sentencing phase, and he said that he always thought he wanted his career to be the military, but not now. The whole thing changed his mind, and that could have a very powerful effect on the jury, which is all military members. Mm-hmm. The defense put on six witnesses so far, and that included corrections officers who worked with Grainer at a couple of different prisons in Pennsylvania. Grainer's mother and father also took the stand on his behalf. His mother described Grainer growing up as, you know, just an average kid and talked about what a great father he was. His father, Charles Sr., broke down briefly when he took the stand. He said he was proud of his son, and he appealed to the jury to be lenient with sentencing. And he told them he would get down and beg if he had to, but he knew his son wouldn't want him to do that.
And finally, Jackie, if the defense has been trying to advance the argument that Specialist Grainer was essentially ordered by higher-ups, has the prosecution tried to meet that argument in court?
Oh, sure. And, you know, obviously it didn't work on Grainer's behalf. He was convicted on all five counts. But the government, you know, obviously had a very powerful case. It was hard to overcome those photographs. And that really, probably more than anything, is what sank Grainer. You know, they kept the photographs up throughout the whole trial.
And NPR's Jackie Northam is in Fort Hood, Texas. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.